As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Shay, and we are here at 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting out of the UBC Nest on unceded Musqueam territory. Thank you for joining me. It's good to be back. It's been a couple weeks. And the theme that we're going with today is kind of rolling on a really cool group here at UBC called Coastal Motion, which is a sweet kind of artist promotion group here, and it's awesome what they're doing, and we'll talk more about it. And I have a really rad person here in the studio with me today. Sheldon is here. Hello.
How's it going?
And he's gonna play some tunes, and we're gonna just chat about stuff. It's going to be good. So to start it all off, I'm going to play a song that Coastal Motion recorded. And it is a band that is some friends of mine called Cheap Flavor. And they are a UBC band. And this is the song Jawbone. Again, this was Coastal Motion that recorded this video. So it is live and it's great. So stay tuned.
Hey, we're Cheap Flavor. We're playing the UBC Subs Old Gallery. I'm Jed. That's John. And this is Dan. We're going to play Jawbone.
Tribe called Questo. Exhibition of your body, damn, where's your mind gone? Making me feel like there ain't no death to fear. Can't hear the noise in my head when you howl in my ear. Remember me. Just tell me, I'll be your deliverer, believe me. Open mind before you got no boundaries. Speaking of, I'm down for whatever you need. Down for whatever you need. Down for whatever you need.
That was Cheap Flavor, a UBC band, and that was a video that was recorded by Coastal Motion, a UBC club. We'll talk more about it. I am in the studio with Sheldon Cole, a friend and UBC artist. Yay! So, do you want to just kind of like explain what Coastal Motion is?
Yeah, for sure. So, Coastal Motion, like Shay said, is an artist promotion video group, and they also put on some pretty sweet concerts. The first time I heard about them, actually, I had no idea who they were. I played an open mic, and then they hit me up on Facebook, and they're like, "Hey, man, do you want to come in and do like a live take video?" And I was like, I hadn't heard of them, and I was like, man, this is probably something really amateur.
Yeah.
Who knows? But whatever.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
So I went there for the set, like for the session, and I was blown away.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in, and they're using some pretty top-notch equipment.
Cool.
They had a lot of cameras. They looked like they knew what they were doing. They had a sweet setup, and I was really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got the video back for one of my takes, it was really solid. So
cool.
I'm a big fan of Coastal Motion. I played at one of their shows, and they really put on beautiful performances where they're also filming and doing live sessions. So
cool.
There's some really nice guys. They've actually showed up to most of my concerts here at UBC.
Awesome.
So I love them, and I will always rep them.
Cool.
Because they're doing some sweet stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know how long they've been doing it?
Oh, man. I think they've been going for I could be wrong, but I think it's only about a year. Like, I know they're pretty young. But despite that, they've been putting out a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot in their archives that they can keep releasing. Because I know they want to release a music video once every week.
Cool.
And whenever they get an artist to record, they do 2 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went, they recorded 10 artists. So
cool.
In that day, you got
that day
20 songs.
Wow.
You're good for the next 20 weeks.
That's fantastic.
And so it's awesome. I think it's sweet.
Yeah. And how big is the group itself? From your knowledge,
okay.
I guess.
The two guys that I really know on the team are Gnome and Neil. And they're kind of the top dogs for sure.
Leading the
not trying to
projects.
Undercut anybody else. I mean, it's there's definitely a lot of people who make it up, because I know when I was playing at one of their shows, they had a lot of guys doing camera work, and I'm sure they have people who help them out setting things up. So I would say their team is like 10 or under.
Mm-hmm.
But Neil and Noam, those are the guys at least that I am friends with and work with. And
shout outs to
They're awesome. They're really cool guys.
Sweet.
They're super down to earth. I love that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you want to play a song?
Yeah, totally.
For our listeners?
Yeah. So the song is called Love Trepidation.
An original?
Yeah, an original. I wrote it last semester, kind of in the wake of chaos.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Feel that. All right. Well, this is Sheldon Cole.
Thank you.
I think I killed myself today. And either that or I'm just dying. Cause there's no life in these bones. And there sure ain't no soul home. I wanna meet you face to face. 1,000 nights is a monster of all my pain. Living life by myself. Substituents of my little spot in hell. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. And darling girl, stay with me a while, keep me warm all through the night. My skin is cold and so numb. A hollowness, there's no tears left to run. My body moves in ways I can't believe. There's something off in my head. Cause there's a curse and it follows to the grave. And I'm afraid. I'm afraid. Oh, oh. I'm afraid of love. Oh, oh, I'm afraid, I'm afraid. Oh, oh, I'm afraid of love. Oh, oh, oh. You can try to take my heart, but there's nothing left. Just a big black hole. You can try to get to me, but I'm gone and I've got no home. Oh, you can try to take my heart, but there's nothing left. Just a big black hole. You can try to get to me, but I'm gone and I've got no home. Because love stole my soul and left me with nothing, no, not nothing, no. I think I killed myself today. And either that or I'm just dying. Cause there's no life in these bones. And there sure ain't no soul home.
That was Sheldon Cole here live in the studio. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Shine On. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you for playing it.
Yeah.
What was the name of that one?
That was called Love Trepidation.
Really nice.
Thanks.
Super sweet. Cool. I'm going to play a couple ads, and then I'm going to play another Coastal Motion video.
Sick.
Yes, I'm going to play Walgren.
She's killer.
She's so killer. She's incredible.
I can't even believe how talented that chick is, honestly.
She's, yeah, so it's one girl. She goes by the name Walgren. I think it's a play off her last name. And she essentially loops her vocals along with violin. And it just sounds incredible. And it's such a big sound for her.
Yeah.
Or sorry, for like one person. Yeah, it's beautiful. So I will play some ads and then we'll play Walgren with the song Exosphere.
Passionate, playful, and provocative storytelling. Theater at UBC's upcoming show, The Arabian Nights, by acclaimed playwright Mary Zimmerman, is being directed by Evan Frame and running from March 17th to April the 2nd at the Frederick Wood Theater. The narrative centers around Scheherazade's tales told to King Shahryar in hopes that she may live another night. Or 1001 nights.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Queer Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Hi, I'm Walgren, and I'm going to be doing a song called Exosphere. Shepherds will not keep you safe. I wish I hadn't built this place. I haven't always told the truth. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean I never wanted to. I never wanted to lie awake at night. The sky as bright as a quasar, far, far below the lithosphere. The fire moves and the gods can hear it. Rose of evening fills the sky, tiny city, smaller lives. Take me up to the exosphere. At the edge of earth, gods appear. A weightless fire way up high. It's the feeling that you'll never die. The orange of the last sunset, a color you will not forget. You will not forget. I remembered it. I remembered to lie, awake at night. Far below the lithosphere, the fire.
Hey guys, my name is Kaylin McKinnon, and I will be performing an original song called Love Me. Take 3,000. We're slowing down, breathing, no such truth. Can you be the one to show me you? If you put your heart in my hands, baby, I won't let them slip or fall on through. We're lost in time when we're side by side. Every moment I feel this with you. Will you follow me closely? Here we go, don't let go, don't let go.
So that was Kaylin McKinnon, and that was her original song, Love Me, recorded by Coastal Motion. And before that, we heard Walgren with her song, Exosphere, also recorded by Coastal Motion. Yeah, really great. It's nice to see a promotional group on campus that is dedicated to getting UBC artists out there for the world, because I think like a lot of people, a lot of like artsy people at UBC kind of feel that struggle of like there's not a huge platform, I guess, for artists at UBC, not a ton of venues and culture necessarily regarding that, but it's definitely present, and it's growing, and you know, it's just, we need kind of things like this, just promotion stuff. Mm-hmm. To help grow it, and also the arts and culture referendum or arts and culture. What was it? The thing that got passed for the AMS is helpful, because I think it was kind of like the whole point of that was to get more venues on campus and more more spaces for artists. So
it's sweet having BVP too.
BVP is also really great
because they've been awesome and they've helped me out a ton. So
do you want to like explain like a summary of what BVP is and what they do? Because I know a lot of people have heard about BVP and know that they help artists, but they don't know how.
So when I first heard about BVP, the first thing I heard was that they're just, they had like a build a band project. And so I was, that's really all I'd heard about it. And I was kind of nervous about it because I was like, I don't know if I want to like try that or not. So for the first semester, I kind of, I wasn't really involved with BVP at all. But then the second semester, I was like, man, maybe I should talk to them and just see if they can help me get a show. So I talked to them and they're like, hey, you should play at this open mic. And that's really where everything started, because I went to the open mic and I played, and then I got in contact with Coastal Motion. And then after that, BVP started just wanting to work with me more. And so that was cool, because they would essentially get a show for me and then even create the entire event page for me.
On campus?
Yeah. So I played a show at Kerner's, and they even did artwork for the event page. And it was sweet, because I don't know, sometimes as a musician, you know, kind of in the like the underground scene, you know, you have to do everything yourself. And that's cool, like it's important,
but it's hard to do.
And it's exhausting after a while. Like it takes a lot of effort,
of course. And so they actually booked Kerner's for you?
Because they do, I guess every other night is a live band. They kind of already have that standing reputation with Kerner's, that contract.
And that's a BVP thing.
And so that's why they're able to just put me in. And I had, it was my full show. Like I did a full set. It wasn't just an open mic thing. And so that was really cool. And then they also asked me to play at a couple, like another event in the Nest. And then through them, I guess somebody else heard about me and were like, hey, do you want to play at the President's Banquet? So it's cool, because you get connected with other musicians on campus, and then BVP helps out a lot, just with event planning and making things happen. And they're also just a really great group of people too. So you kind of can't go wrong as a musician, at least approaching them and say, hey, this is what I do.
And am I wrong, or is there new space in the old UBC office?
New space.
Their club.
Because I know they have like a big practice space in the old sub.
Like, where do you find BVP?
That's a good question.
Is it better to approach
probably
them online?
Probably online. Facebook? Yeah, I know that sometimes you see them at events. That's actually probably the best place, is find them on Facebook and then just see what event's coming up and then go to the event. Because there'll always be an exec or somebody who's part of BVP.
But they don't have like a physical space in the sub that you know.
Well, they do, but it's a practice space. It's just a practice space. I don't know if they actually have like an office where people hang out and you kind of go talk to them.
Okay.
But if you went to the practice space, I mean, you definitely meet people who know people in BVP.
Cool. So go to Facebook and go to Blank Final Project, and that's probably the best way to find them then.
Yeah, cool. Probably, yeah.
Awesome. All right, Sheldon is going to play another song.
Yeah, this one is called Live for Love, and it's written probably a couple summers ago.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, yesterday came rolling in and it just began to die. And I ask myself, is this the way that every day should start? Getting closer to the end. Are we getting closer to the end? Mm-hmm. So many faces all around me. I sit silently, but my thoughts loudly. Will his numbers run for two more days? Two more days. Didn't even know his name. Are our lives the same as days? And I just can't pretend anymore. Every day that starts is one step closer. And why would I live with a broken heart when I can live for love and love more? Twenty-4 hours slipping away. Try to count how they were spent. Would you tell the one you love them, if you knew that your time was running out? Are our lives the same as days? And I just can't pretend anymore. Every day that starts is one step closer. And why would I live with a broken heart when I can live for love and love more? Would you tell when you love, or would you stay and save your breath? And time is running out, but notice you still have doubts. And what if you had no time? Would you stay and save your breath? And time is running out, but notice you still have doubts. And I just can't pretend anymore. Every day that starts is one step closer. How why would I live with a broken heart when I can live for love and love more? When I can live for love and love more? I can live for love and love more. Thank you.
Sheldon Cole here on Shine On. Thank you for playing.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And that was Live for Love.
Live for Love, yeah.
Awesome. Great. That's name.
Another original.
Yep, great idea.
Thank you. I think so.
So how long have you been playing and writing music?
I've been playing music probably since I was 4 or 5-ish.
Oh, wow.
We had a piano when I was a kid, and so I started playing piano when I was really little, and then my dad plays guitar, and so he kind of taught my brother and I from a really young age. Mm-hmm. I think we got our first guitar when we were 7,
wow,
maybe?
Yeah.
I was 7, so my brother was 5, and so that's when it started. And then I started writing music probably probably by when I was like 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. But I never shared that music. I was always like really, really nervous about my music because I thought that, at least when I was younger, I thought that music had to be like you writing about your life and what was going on, and like that was the only like that was real music.
Right.
And I was kind of scared to let people into my life, especially my parents, and so I didn't really share my actual music that I'd written until like grade 11. But that was a crazy moment for me, because in grade 11, that's when I just kind of decided that I didn't really care anymore about what people thought, and I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna do whatever.
Right.
And so that was really important for me. Important moment in my life.
Bare your heart and soul.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. That's cool. I remember that too. I feel like a lot of people, a lot of people I know anyway, were like writing, and myself, writing songs like, I don't know, 14, 15, just kind of like love, you know, little love songs or like, you know, a little heartbreak or whatever. And super cheesy, but
But that's the important part. That's like, that's the foundation. That's where everything's kind of culminating and building up. It's kind of like the volcano is just is getting ready to erupt.
Yeah.
But it's got to get there first.
Exactly. And you just, just keep writing and it gets better. But yeah, that's really awesome.
Thank you.
Do you have artists that you're like super inspired by, like in terms of writing? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I would say a huge influence for me was Harry Connick Jr.
Okay.
Actually, the first album that I ever owned was She by Harry Connick Jr. Yeah. And it was cool because he released it the year I was born.
Yeah.
And so I kind of had that instant connection with it. Yeah. But his style of singing, I think I was quite taken by it. I just really love that jazzy feel.
Yeah.
But that album's actually awesome. There's a lot going on. There's jazz. There's kind of like funk, fusion stuff going on. So that was like my first influence, I would say. And then also Dallas Green for sure. And Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
And there's this other guy named Josh Garrels, who I absolutely love.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he's like a local Portland artist. Cool. Well, he's local to Portland now. He's from Indiana originally, but he's amazing.
Yeah.
And he was a huge influence, I think, in my music. And he's a great writer, phenomenal musician. You go to his concerts and it sounds, the quality of his voice and his music is the exact same as on the album.
Yeah.
And you're like, how are you doing this, man? Like,
right.
Are you perfect or something? It's crazy.
Cool. And you grew up in Portland.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was born in the Lower Mainland, born in Surrey. Woo! Nice. Represent. And, but I grew up in a little town outside of Portland. And then when I was 18, came back to
Vancouver.
The Lower Mainland. Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. And Portland's super, like, it must have been a good place to foster art and music.
Yeah, I was really lucky because the school that I went to, so the town that I grew up in was just really weird. For a long time, I thought it was the weirdest place ever, but that's because I didn't really, like, appreciate what it had to offer. But there were just a lot of artists in the town, whether it was visual arts or music, and there was just a lot of room for being weird and doing what you want, which is cool. And so I think one of the greatest opportunities for me and one of the people that I learned from the most was my music teacher in high school. Or not high school, but like all school. Because I went to like a weird private school. So I was there for like first grade to 12th grade.
Wow.
And for the majority of the time, I had this teacher named Sally Mailer. And she is kind of like this like hippie bohemian woman, and she was in like a Celtic band kind of, I think, all through the time I was in school. And she was our choir teacher, and so she essentially like taught me music that entire time.
Wow.
Like almost from first grade to 12th grade. And so I got to, and you had to be in choir at my school, and so that was awesome because there was just so much, so many outlets for music, and she loved to just pick a very diverse set of music. Like, it wasn't just your standard choral pieces. She would try and do like African music or
rad,
you know, like traditional Irish music. We did a Bobby McFerrin song once, and that was sick. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Bobby McFerrin is dope.
Incredible.
So, yeah, I think that was huge for me, and I didn't appreciate it fully until I was in high school, and then out of high school, that I was like, man, Newburgh, Oregon is actually like, is actually a really cool place.
Yeah.
In a lot of regards, especially cool. art. And she also owned a coffee shop, and so that's where I played my first show.
Cool.
So there was like, because there were concerts there all the time. And it was just easy. It was like, hey, Mrs. Miller, can I play a show? Like,
yeah.
And so, yeah.
That's super nice.
Yeah.
It's nice that you appreciate it now.
Yeah. I definitely didn't growing up. I kind of actually hated it. But I was also kind of an emo kid. I mean, like, I kind of hated everything.
Yeah, it's so. Totally okay. Yeah. I think we all went through that phase at some point.
Definitely. Definitely.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to play a couple more ads, and then we will be back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The inaugural Fraser Valley Music Awards is calling for music submissions from Fraser Valley artists until March 31st. The submissions form and all info is at civl.ca/FVMA. Benefits to winners include recording time, festival performance spots, industry consultations, feature media coverage, and much more. A compilation album of Fraser Valley music featuring a remix of a new song by You Say Party will be released in tandem with the FVMA Gala. To volunteer or sponsor, email fvma@civl.ca.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
And we're back. So Sheldon Cole here is going to play another song for us.
Yeah, this song is called Made for No, and it's a pretty new song.
Awesome.
Pretty new.
Pretty
song.
New?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, here we go. My heart was broke on Tuesday. It shattered underneath. And I lay in bed, you're not here because you flew away. And I could call myself an idiot, 'cause I see just what I've done. And if I'd known that I'd fall for you, would I still leave you alone? And I thought that I could love anymore, but I was wrong. And it's funny how you find feeling. But it's too late, 'cause now she's gone. She's gone. She's gone. And I was known for so long, just a tin man with no heart. I didn't want to hurt you. Say goodbye with no regards. Say goodbye with no regards. I said goodbye with no regards.
I thought that I couldn't love anymore, but I was wrong. And it's funny how you find feeling when it's too late, 'cause now she's gone. And I thought that I couldn't love anymore, but I was wrong. And it's funny how you find feeling when it's too late, it's too late. Said it's too late, it's too late. Said it's too late, 'cause now she's gone. And a kiss won't send her home. Just an idiot with too much control. And you'll never know, because I was made for no.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was lovely.
Thanks.
Okay, what was the name of that one?
It was called Made for No.
Made for No. Cool.
Yeah.
So what if people that are listening are enjoying what they're hearing, is there a way for them to find your music or?
Yeah, yeah. If you check me out at Sheldon Cole on Facebook, just one word, Sheldon Cole, then you can find my page. And right now I just have one music video up. It's just a live Coastal Motion cut. Shout out to Coastal Motion.
Yeah.
And then my brother and I are actually releasing a single pretty soon.
Awesome.
So that's going to be up there. And then if you want to stay updated on all the sweet shows going on, and,
yeah.
Then yeah, that's the place. So I actually am playing a show at Seven Dining Lounge this Thursday at 8:30. I'm going to be playing with Gert and his band, which I should know the name of.
Blanks happen sometimes.
Oh, I thought you were saying
mind
that was
blanks,
the name.
Mind blanks.
But he actually has a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. I'm blown away by that guy's falsetto every time. I'm just like, wow, man.
I don't think I've seen them play, but no? I know Gert.
Yeah, I haven't seen his band, but I've seen him play before, and every time, man,
yeah,
it's crazy. So,
awesome.
Yeah, Sheldon Cole on Facebook. If you want to do some digging and find some really weird old stuff, see what happens when you type in Line in the Mouse on Google. You might find some interesting music.
Whoa, that's making me want to do that. I might have to.
Go for it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you've been playing a lot of shows lately.
Yeah, it's kind of been, it's been really weird, actually, because for a long time I was just in this musical drought, just kind of like wandering in the desert, not really knowing what I was doing.
I feel that.
And and then a wave of inspiration came last semester due to interesting events in life. and then I just started playing more, and and honestly it was because of BVP and Coastal Motion that I was able to get so many shows all of a sudden. Like, they really helped out a ton. And so that's been great. So
that's amazing.
The semester's been sweet for shows, and yeah, I'm loving it. It's been a while. It's been a while, but it's it feels good to be back.
That's really good. That's so good to hear. It's so nice that we have those things on campus that are starting to grow.
Yeah, honestly,
grow our artistic cultures here.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a big fan, big supporter.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to play a song. It's not recorded by Coastal Motion or related to Coastal Motion. However, it is a UBC band, and I know they're associated with BVP. So their name is Melt, and they actually just won the BVP Battle of the Bands. So they're going to be opening for Block Party, which is sweet. That's like another rad thing that that BVP does. Yeah, so I'll play the song and then we'll be back. This is Melt, and I'm going to play the song Down Below. So that was the band Melt, a UBC band, and they're super rad. That was the song Down Below off of their EP that they released in January of last year. And you can find them on Bandcamp. So go listen to them. They're really great. Sorry. I got a little bit sick on the weekend. I think I was surfing a little bit too much.
It was too cold.
It was really cold, but it was also so worth it. It was pretty sunny, so it was okay. But yeah, sorry. So we're here in the studio, and Sheldon Cole is here and playing some songs, and it's been great. So you want to play another one?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Do you want to shout out? Or?
Yeah. So before I do the song, I just want to give a quick plug for a fundraiser that I'm a part of. So some people that I I'm working with. I didn't start this, but they did, and I'm kind of helping them out. We're sponsoring a refugee family, a mother and daughter, to come to Canada, and we're actually like more than halfway past our goal because we're raising $20,000 to do it. And I think right now we have probably about like 12 or 13,000. So we're getting there. We're getting close. But right now we have an online fundraiser. And if you go to chimp.org or .com and you look up Refugees Welcome Benefit Concert, then you'll find our fundraiser. And we're trying to raise, it says $10,000. And so but really we only have about like probably 7,000 left. So it'd be awesome if you can just donate even just $5, which is the minimum, because many hands make for light work. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people in the Lower Mainland, and you know, that's like a beer or a latte, you know.
Definitely something you could give up.
Yeah, totally. So, and it's sweet because it's a really intimate process. Like, we have a picture of this mother and daughter, and we know their story. It's actually a crazy story. I'm not allowed to share it because there's like some personal details and like safety reasons. But this particular mother and daughter definitely need to get to Canada as soon as possible, because they're not just facing the atrocities happening in their homeland. There's even other circumstances around their situation that are creating dangers for them. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we bring them home safe and soon. And it's really cool too, because with this program, you know, we're not just bringing them and then leaving them and saying, all right, you know, enjoy Canada, figure mm-hmm. it out. There's already kind of this community that's been expecting them, because we've been raising the money. Mm-hmm. And part of it is actually going to help sustain them for the first year in Canada, or until they get the mother can find work. And so that's really cool, because the whole process is a lot more intimate. And I think that's really an important thing.
It is, yeah.
Especially these people have seen incredible atrocities. And so I think it's so important that the community rallies around them and helps their transition.
Mm-hmm. That's really great.
So yeah, play another song.
Good for you.
I'll tell you the name of it at the end.
Okay.
Because then I'll remember it.
Okay. So, sounds good.
Yeah. The water's rushing in. I can feel it on my toes. It smells so bad. So bad. Destruction's in the air. Disorder's my burden to bear. Oh, can you feel it? Oh, can you see it? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, can you see it? How far have you gone? I haven't heard from you in a while. I hope you're okay. Reports say it's you or not. I hope that you know that I never forgot you. And it's not too late to tell the truth. I'm cleaning up your shit. These boxes are wet with the ruin I'm left with. A storm came last night and told me about our lives, our lives, our lives.
I miss the color red, the taste of a rose now seems dead, a catastrophe. It comes in the night and it takes you in your sleep. Can you feel it? Oh, can you see it? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, can you see it? Far have we gone? I haven't heard from you while. I hope you're okay. We're supposed to say that you are not. I hope that you know that I never forgot you, and it's not too late. It's tell out the truth. I'm cleaning up your shit. These boxes I wear with the ruin I'm left with. A storm came last night and told me about our lives. I'm cleaning up your shit. These boxes I wet with the ruin I'm left with. A storm came last night and told me about our lives. Our lives. Oh, can you feel it? Oh, can you see it? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Oh, can you see it? Oh. Oh, can you feel it? Oh, can you see it? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, can you see it? I'm cleaning up your shit. These boxes are wet with the ruin I'm left with. A storm came last night and told me about our lives.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Sheldon Cole here in studio at CITR 101.9, broadcasting out of the UBC Nest at UBC.
Woo!
Yay! Thank you so much for joining me. I've gone a little bit over time, so we'll dip, but it was really nice having you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. So stay tuned to CITR. Sashin appears not to be here for his show, so that will not be happening, but just stay tuned. There's lots of great programming coming up in the next hour or so, and have a great couple weeks. I might be back next week or 2 weeks from now. I'm not sure.
Also, Feel the Burn 2016.
Woo! Yes. Feel the Burn. All right, have a good one. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and go enjoy El Sol, El Solito. It was a little bit sunnier earlier, but it's still a really nice day, so go and enjoy it. Yeah. Peace. Peace.
Adios.
Adios.